This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 85 for Friday, October 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are stronger Friday morning, moving up $3.20 in the November contract at $896.90 per ton. Activity is choppy, though, with the November contract trading within a wide $15 range. Chart-based buying is a feature as the nearby technicals remain pointed higher. Chicago soy oil futures were also seeing some choppiness early today. They were lower overnight, climbed sharply higher at the opening 8:30 bell, and then drifted lower again, holding with small losses in the most active months now. Malaysian palm oil futures were also a bit lower overnight, while European rapeseed futures set fresh contract highs. The smaller Canadian crop and need to ration demand remained supportive overall. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, corn holding near unchanged, and wheat posting strong gains. Follow-through activity after yesterday's USDA stocks and small grains report accounted for much of the activity. Soybeans down 13 cents in the November contract at $12.43 per bushel. Yesterday's report was bearish for soybeans, with quarterly stocks coming in at the above average trade expectations. The advancing U.S. Harvest also weighed on prices ahead of the weekend, with weather forecasts looking relatively favorable. Corn, meanwhile, down only a penny in the December contract at $5.35 per bushel. Yesterday's USDA stocks report was also bearish for the corn market, with stocks coming in above expectations. The advancing harvest also bearish there, but corn is finding some support from a rally in wheat. Wheat futures up sharply across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 15 cents in the December contract at $9.28 per bushel. Kansas City up 19 cents in the December contract at $7.50 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 19 cents in the December contract at $7.45 per bushel. Yesterday's small grains report showed U.S. wheat production coming in below expectations, spring wheat especially, at only about 9 million tons. That was well below last year's crop, and those smaller supplies were supporting prices. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 1st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.